The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, today is finally Friday, February 20th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. This is of course, C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Sorry for the delay, but Erin had a model on just now, and I started to stutter. She lifts weights, and I was telling her she could put me in the full Nelson, and that didn't go well in the conversation. Yeah, I did try. A little shame now, but that's why there's a delay in starting the show. But today, I have a mixed bag of things I want to talk about. I want to first want to have a conversation on what's positive is happening inside the Bahamas or around the Bahamas. I don't expect that conversation to go anywhere, right? Because we in the Bahamas, we like negative things. I like talk about negative things. Negative things sell. Negative things tend to have the callers call in. And I expect to say, if I start talking about negative things, I can get all kind of texts. But I also want to talk about some positive things. There got to be something working well in the Bahamas. I mean, maybe it's just a sentence, a phrase, that we are doing good. Like the other day I mentioned that Aaron Bailey gentleman who got the highest in math. That was something to celebrate because I'm not used to men, boys, but male children being ahead. I'm not used to public schools being ahead. And to see that was something I paused and said, man, I got to celebrate. I'm not sure if you all saw Vijay Elchcombe. He was honored some kind of basketball thing. That was a big thing for the Bahamas. And I didn't see much traction. Nobody called, but I don't do sports because I just get anxiety about winning and losing. You know, I'm one of those people who play sports and just say, oh, thank you for allowing me to play. You know, I didn't expect to score. I just enjoyed playing, right? That's why I play chess, right? Even when you lose, you get excited and say, that was a good game and be grateful for playing. You know, so I just get anxiety. I don't watch football. I don't watch basketball. But Vijay Elchcombe is doing some big things. And I'm hoping that he is awarded Rookie of the Year whenever that happens. I assume that it was going to be something big that people in the Bahamas would have heralded him more, right? Talk about it more. And I might have missed it. And it might have happened already. But I didn't say anything about it. And I said, let me mention it on my day off. Something positive. I mean, see, not a text, not a phone line to say that something good is happening. Nothing. Let me pause again. Nope, nobody can call. Nothing. We can talk about negative things then, because we're negative people. Hey, I have no problem with that. Anyone experienced that sonic boom yesterday? I was deep in the belly of an underground basement yesterday, so I did not experience it. I wanted to experience it, no, because I know it's coming, say, post 5 o'clock. I got a number of texts and said, did you feel that? And I assumed that it was going to be felt in Exuma area. I didn't anticipate that it was going to be felt in New Providence, right? So that was new for me, because now I can't brag and say I've heard, experienced a sonic boom. I don't necessarily understand what a sonic boom is, right? It's supposed to be a object breaking the sound of the breaking the speed of sound. Someone would have right, definitely. I could always go AI and Google that one time. Let's see if I get a good definition. So I'm sure I do a search on it already. Sonic boom seizure. No, going back to my chat GPT and going back to history and seeing what I searched for sonic boom. And Street Fighter came up. Not the definition. Don't laugh, Kermit. Not the definition for sonic boom, no. But Street... That's what he said, sonic boom. Look at Kermit. Instead of the deaf, they have the picture of the character in Street Fighter shouting sonic boom. And I say, man, that ain't helping me with the definition, man. Look at it. No definition. It was a loud sound. And I want to know if sonic boom impacted the Bahamas environment, right? I saw some references that said, no, it doesn't impact anything. But if you could hear something all the way in space, all the way, thousands of miles up in the air, right? And it's so loud that people drop to the ground and say, what is that? Has God returned? Is this the trumpet? The great trumpet. And they're saying there's no impact. Man, someone fibbing to me. Someone fibbing to me, right? I need to challenge them. But I'm not sure if any Bahamian will challenge it. The moment I saw the ambassador of the United States, so you can talk now, watch me go risk my visa. His first address, even he mentioned the hospital in his first address, you know, his first address suggestion was something that we Bahamians already put down. We even said we're waiting on the environment impact study. We've not been talking about it. Oh, you all need to reconsider this SpaceX landing. And I said, where does this good gentleman come from? How are you talking about that? Right? I didn't know that was a done deal. I then braced myself and said, I got to get some kind of air plugs type thing. This looks like it's a done deal. Our opinion does not matter. But let's go to the phone calls. Allow them to speak. I have one or two things I want to talk about. Just referencing what's highlighted in the news. Like I say, if you have something positive to say, you can call in. I doubt anyone could call in for that. But I would like to speak about the sonic boom, right? We have whales inside the Bahamas. They have that sonar type listening thing, right? Will it impact them? What about the birds, right? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're alive.
I proud of him, boy.
Oh, VJ Edgecombe? You live?
Hello?
Oh, you live? Go ahead.
I don't.
I'm doing well.
I watched a documentary two nights ago with Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of that young boy. He's focused, and he loves the Bahamas. And, you know, what was so touching that he said he used to play basketball bare feet in Bimini, right? And he used to walk around the Bimini bare feet and playing basketball on the court. So I said to myself, I said, boy, destiny could be found anywhere.
Yeah,
it could be found anywhere. I was proud of him, and I think we need to show him more love and show him more love.
How important is telling his story to letting everyone know his story from his humble beginnings? You know,
yes, I think we need to tell his story from the humble beginning where he came from, because, like I said, you know, he found destiny, and we should be proud of him. All of us, every Bahamian should be proud of him.
And it seems like a reasonable story that it could happen to anybody. You know,
yes, it can happen to anyone.
It doesn't seem as if it's a story of someone from a private school getting one scholarship and played basketball. It just seems as a regular family island boy going to United States because he had a little talent. Said, boy, let's see if you can make it. And that journey came out where he's one of the better players in the world.
Yes. I mean, at first, when he was drafted to the NBA, I was a little afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But after I saw his testimony on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
he made me cry. I mean, he brought tears to my eyes.
Of course.
He brought tears to my eyes.
I didn't know him until he played for the Bahamas in that Olympics run-up, you know.
I watched him. I watched the story with him from he was drafted. Right, you know, I watched it from when he was drafted. I said, he's going to be good, but I'm just afraid of him. He just don't go get caught up.
Yeah.
With the guys in the States and doing...
That's always a concern. That's always a concern. And we, as his extended village, as he passed through, sometimes we got to say an encouraging word to him. Say, keep your head up. We're rooting for you.
Yes.
We're rooting for you. And remember, there's monsters out there who will pull you down. You know, sometimes I get to remind them you represent the Bahamas. So when you're making your decisions, you know, think about us every so often.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate your call, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, buddy.
How you doing well, buddy? What'd you say?
Negative and positive.
Say again?
Negative and positive.
Yeah, negative and positive. If you have something positive, you can say it. But if you have something negative, I'm willing to entertain you all the same.
Anyway, the young man was pushed by Mr. Heal from since he was 14 years old, I think.
Yeah?
You know, Heal was on his case. Heal was on his case.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, positive. Well, the positive is kind of boiled up in negative. It seems that we're having problems with the truth these days.
Go ahead, what are you talking about?
Okay. There's not so much a problem of us in this audience of yours, you know, us listening to what is truthful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the lie is getting more space. And, you know, it's not that the guys are trying to clear up the lie. A lie comes out. You know, they add an extra lie onto it.
Yeah.
And it may be a problem in how the public is assimilating all the knowledge it has to in terms of making a good decision.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, our politicians our politicians and our religious leaders need to get their game straightened out in terms of, you know, who they're speaking for. You know, because they seem like they're singing and jumping and dancing for somebody else.
Mm.
Anything else.
That's a concern a number of Bahamians are echoing nowadays. And this is what would cause the rise of the COI party,
mm-hmm.
right? Bahamians are frustrated. I mentioned this before. And it's given space where people say, man, I will become an activist and complain. Yeah. But the issue now is they're creating false, to make their point that they're not happy, they're now crafting fake
false
stories.
Now see, but my concern is that if dissatisfaction gets to an unacceptable level, these people may end up making a bad decision.
Yeah.
Wrong decision.
Yeah. I'm watching that too, Coyle.
Love your topic.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Like I said, I can see if anyone can talk about anything positive, but I'm willing to entertain anything today.
Hey, but you need to put out some more information on like what happened after you tried to get inside the Phil Nelson group.
But you need to see the woman. That woman wasn't ordinary.
No. We don't want to hear that part.
You want to hear that part?
You want to hear?
She was a model with muscles.
Your response. Your reaction.
My reaction to seeing the lady or my reaction to the full Nelson?
Either one.
Either one. It looked like it would have hurt. I could say she had some biceps on her.
My Lord.
But I was willing to take the risk, though. I would have had to call my wife and say, you need to take me to the hospital. But the journey was mine to take.
Hey, like, man, something to hit,
but pray for me. Just pray for me.
Hey, man, have a good day. Yeah.
Blessings, man. Blessings. I get this text here said, man, the sonic boom giving the grouper and the lobster heart attack. They killing the fish. And this is something we need as behemoths to push back and ask questions on and on. Like I said, you hear that boom from space. And they say, man, there's no impact. I said, gotta be impact because I hear it.
No. But see, but they had to have permission to operate within our airspace.
We don't control our airspace.
No. But they had to have permission.
But permission from whom?
Whoever the powers may be.
There you go. Powers.
You know, things happen after the fact for us. I mean, you know, we just started to find out.
Yeah.
You know, on the spike thing, right? We gonna pay if that thing is a success or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, who can pay it?
Hey, baby, you can pay it.
Simon can pay it, man.
Leave that, Mr. Wilson, alone. It's G subject. Hey, thank you, my caller. I appreciate it. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM. This is CA Nuri. We're live. What you saying? What you talking about today? Go ahead, caller. Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Yeah. So, next day, I'm impressed with Buddy Hield. I think that we need to have a narrative on him that can be heralded through all the public schools in particular and move on to the wider Bahamas. The other day, I asked a question on whether there's a documentary on the Bahamas in general that will encompass the original Bahamians or predate the Bahamas in terms of the Awak Indians straight to as far as independence. Is there a documentary that exists where I can sit down and say, I want to learn about the Bahamas. There are what I call videos and docu-video type thing, movie, right? And I'm seeing the rest of the Caribbean have a narrative about their country. And I'm seeing that we are lacking. We tend to be lagging behind a number of people in our region. I just saw one in Jamaica where they had the Maroons and they had people running through the bushes acting that out. They had the revolution, the Queen Nanny and someone named Sharp. And I said, well, what about our story? What about our Bahamian heroes, right? Even about Selinden, they have interviews about Selinden and people who were impacted. I saw one with his wife being interviewed, but there's no narration where they have a young Selinden, an actor, of course, saying his speeches that we can sit back and watch and enjoy. You know, there was a narrative on social media where they had it was like a caricature, cartoon type thing, where they morphed into different images of like a time capsule type thing. Right, they started with the Awaks, and you see the picture change into the Europeans who came to the Bahamas, Columbus, the British, then go on to the African, the Caen Fields, and move on to the Burma Road riots, and it constantly moved on. Right, and I was proud of it. One or two things I questioned in terms of its accuracy, whatever it is, but that was foreign driven. And I've seen they're doing it for all of the Caribbean now and some of the South American countries. And I'm assuming that whoever did that, some colonizer, whoever did that, and I thanked them too, right? But we should be doing that for ourselves. I was rowing about the University of the Bahamas and their research team and whether they finding topics, researching topics that benefits us, that tell our story better. Instead of talking about sweethearts. And then, you know, you find us lacking. And I'm saying we need to be doing more. We need to be doing more regarding that. I see we have a caller there. Caller, you're live, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Good.
You know,
You still voting for COI?
Pardon?
You still voting for COI?
Who's
O.I.? C.O.I., no?
Oh, I know who's my father.
Okay, just making sure.
Mm-hmm. listen, and on the C.O.I. to-do thingy, nah.
Okay.
I don't see it. I know a lot of people leaning towards it, and guess what? They're leaning towards it the same way the American leaned towards Trump, and then they turn around and cry. Mm-hmm. No, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that going all shades of wrong. For now.
Okay.
You know, but what I wanted to talk about is the documentary. I love a good documentary.
I love a good documentary.
You're a historian.
I'm a student of history.
Then why don't you head something like that? Give the idea to whomever needs to know, so the financing can come, and you can head something like that. You probably and Aaron and whoever else, you know, get some historians together and put together something, Mr. Neary. I expect this. See, we have to do this. We can't wait for them to do.
I appreciate the challenge.
Our history.
I appreciate the challenge, and perhaps I need to be guilted into doing something. I'm crafting a book. I'm going to dedicate it to my aunt.
No, not just the book.
Go ahead.
Not just the book.
I write.
Put together the information that you feel like is needed
mm-hmm.
to get to where you need to get to start the documentary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a business plan. Put something together, and I don't know who's the necessary persons, but take it to persons. We have a lot of young behemoths who are doing little movie things here and there, you know. Pick up some people and put it together. I would love to see it, Mr. Neary.
Yeah. I need to stop talking about it and just do it. Or just start someplace and say, well, this is a prototype.
Yes,
and
this is 2026.
Yeah.
This is the year to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
I want to give a shout out to my aunt Ira. She's not feeling well. So anyone who's in the Hannah Hasty Times family would know her. She's the family historian for the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. She's a matured woman, right? When I first met her, she's very sprightly, energetic, knows everything about Acklands Island, Crooked Island, and of course the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. I've gotten a huge amount of information for her. I'm crafting a HHT book, mostly about how the family reunion was started, and I'm going to dedicate that to her. I've been trying to reach out to her recently, but because she's sick, she hasn't been responding, so I might have to go there. But if people who know her can call and wish her well, I'll appreciate that too. Let's go to the caller. Topic I want to talk about. I want to talk about the elderly also, right? And what we should be doing for our elderly parents, grandparents, right? Aunties and uncles. I want to have a conversation with that because recently we had, and it's your caller, don't hang up. We had a fire out Carmichael, I think it was, where two elderly couple, matured elderly couple, had transitioned, unfortunately. They were locked inside their home as this fire consumed the house and them in it. And apparently some of the family members did not have a key to their house, apparently, or so they're saying. And I'm asking you, do you have a key to your parents' house, right? What are you doing? We can have that conversation too. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Neary.
I'm back. Oh. You may want to get in contact with Dr. Tracy Thompson.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
She is in the Oral History Department at UB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she has older persons like myself come in and just talk about history.
What'd you talk about when you go into her?
Huh?
You talked to her already?
Yeah, man.
What'd you talk about?
I've spoken. No. It's her who asks the questions. I don't talk to her.
Oh, okay. But I mean, when she asks questions, what was your conversation about?
Just my perspective as a 70-plus-year-old. Now I know she has spoken to George Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But they are doing the groundwork of what you're talking about now, I guess.
Good. And I'm glad you called back to let me know that someone is doing it.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, they have an oral history department.
At UB?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You see, you need to get on the ground, man.
I do need to go on the ground.
I'll stop chasing these models, man.
But
okay?
Again, you need to see the lady who leave here. I hope Aaron take pictures.
Bye, buddy.
She was an ordinary, I can tell you that. But let's go. Let's continue the conversation.
Right.
I just recently published a book, Growing Up Neary. Right, it's a small book, right? It's amongst the number of books I've written. But this is about me growing up in the inner city, Comfort Street, East Street, Taylor Street. It tells some stories about Big Jew. I'm not sure if you know who Big Jew is. Being accosted by Big Jew, and Big Jew had hands like breadfruits, right? And he laid one across my face one time, and my ears still ring. It tells some tale about being bottle. I'm not sure if anyone know if you said, I am a bottle, what that means. I was a bottle boy when I was younger, whatever that means. It tells a tale about me trying to come home from St. Augustine's College and trying to pass the Rebellion Raiders. It gives some stories about that. It gives some stories about K-Moss, K-Man, Rasta Benji. It just gives stories of me growing up and me trying to survive, right? Going to T.A. Thompson Primary, a public school, taking an exam for St. Augustine's College. I didn't know where it was. Hike and ride. It's an interesting story. It gives some interesting tidbits about the 1990s, 1980s, drug era, stuff like that. Let's go back to the phone lines. Guiding Radio AM, you live. You live, caller. Let's move to the next one. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Listen, buddy.
Rachel, man, what you say?
Thank God for life, Rachel, man.
Blessings to you, inshallah.
Hey, what about the two elderly people? I mean, every time I hear people talk about them, they don't have names.
And I did not.
The dead. Got my condolences.
Huh? I did not get the name, and I appreciate you,
Charlie. It's a little long now. It's a little long since it happened, and no names.
Yeah, and I know you're visually impaired, so these things, details, are important to you. That's why you keep on reminding us. And people with sight tend to be oblivious to the details. They just say, "Okay, the person dead."
What are you turning like a psychologist or something?
No, I ain't smart at all.
You're showing him what it is.
I ain't smart at all.
Empathy,
yeah, and that's rare for me because I try to be stoic.
Yeah, you sarcastic and stuff.
Yeah, I try to be stoic all the time and just crack jokes. I try to crack jokes.
But you're right with what you said. But say, so you say you was fortunate to get a good slap on Big Jew.
Yeah, there was no fortunate.
Well, some people say fortunate. He ain't here no more, right?
No, he ain't here no more. I mean, it was a story about.
He's a disciplinarian, though. I know if he would have been a part of the corruption, would have been from back then to now. But I know, boy, when you hear him,
yes, the fair
boy,
comes.
You don't want Big Jew come to deal with you.
I could say I was not deserving.
I think the people still have respect and fair. They didn't take him as him and them as company.
The people scared of him in the Valley Boys. He had the authority.
Call the police.
Yes, and he was the police. Hey, so imagine.
Two quick things. Leave that for the last one. Should we expect the Guardian? Sadness and the rest of them to do this. People can come register like how the other news station do. I think it's a good idea to do, but should we expect the registered people to come down to the Guardian so people in that area or people even with the work who might have to, assess or say they move or whatsoever to be able to do it like how they did it to that radio station where a candidate, he's a partner or own it.
I'm glad you bring that up.
I'm
glad you brought it up.
It'll be good, right? It'll be good for the Guardian. They need to come down and accommodate the Guardian so persons could do it. All the radio stations, if it's possible. Especially the Guardian, because most people listening to the Guardian.
Everybody listens to the
Guardian. You hear King Charles' brother, the police gone there and lock him up. What are you saying about that? I mean, and that's some powerful people. Look like the chips ain't finished falling yet and some big people coming down. But Bahamas, they mentioned something in the Bahamas, but no Me Too movement, nobody saying nothing. We say about that. We say about King Charles' brother being locked up. That's the prince, right? Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew's hawking some movies and then files say he do a lot of foolishness.
I can respond to you.
You ain't read Jerry. You ain't read none of Jerry.
No, I haven't read any.
Because the people, my little babies, them telling me, Daddy, you could look and you could find, say, the man eat the baby, say the baby was scream. I say, man, stop talking foolishness. These things really real. They really, really, really hang up and listen. Keep up the good work.
Yes. But I could give commentary about Prince Andrew. For weeks, months, maybe a year, we knew that something was boiling up, right? We knew that, you see that he was stripped. All of his positions and things were stripped. So clearly, the crown knew something was afoot. Something was going to happen. They were bracing themselves and preparing themselves. They stripped him of his titles and some of the ownership of some of the lands or whatever this is. So now he's a regular citizen. So if he's going to be sued, he's going to just be sued as an individual person and not a part of the crown. So we know that they were preparing for something. But we've been hearing rumors about him and Epstein for some years now, right? I now question whether places like Nygaard Key was a, what do you call it, outpost, whether P. Diddy was an outpost, again, of a Epstein, that he, it was a global concept, and that if you were traveling in the Caribbean, there's some place you could, he would send you and say, yeah, y'all go and have fun that way. I now wonder if that's the case, right? Let's go back to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live. Kermit. Yes, go ahead, caller, you're live.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, CA.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, you're preempting with this Nygaard situation. You know, the U.S. Embassy in one of their end-of-year reports, they did Nygaard Key, and they described the parties as wild parties. But for whatever reason, we know some big-time politicians used to attend those tea. Now we see exactly what is going on there. But I want to see what's going to happen in the Bahamas, man.
Nothing's going to happen in the Bahamas.
I mean, don't say nothing.
Nothing.
Don't say nothing. All it takes is the right person to be in the chair and something can happen.
We don't have no right people.
You know?
All the people in the Bahamas are left.
We may not have no right people now, but we're going to have someone in the chair. They may be old and wrinkled, you know, but we still could bring prosecution against them. You know, once these people feel comfortable or the victims feel comfortable that justice will be served. But, I mean, I know many of them are squirming in their seats, but we've got to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, because I'm sure some activities took place at Nygaard Key. You saw the documentary.
Yeah.
You know, you saw the documentary, but, you know, those scumbags need to be brought to justice, just like Prince Andrew, you know. We are not exempted, but they're ducking and they're dodging. These politicians hoping perhaps, some of them, they'd be hoping that they would die before all of this revelation takes place. But we got to get some, you know, get to the bottom of what is going on. Because, you know, child sex in the Bahamas is big business. We know this. Look at the numbers and you'll see it. But we'll get some activity going on here too.
Yes. Thank you very much, Clive. I appreciate you. I still want to talk about elderly people and preparing them for their transition and getting their assets and life together. If you have an elderly parent, you should at least have keys to the house. You should be able to call them weekly. If you can't call them every day, right? At least have a set day on a Friday or a Saturday where you call and say, hey, just checking on you. I called for no long conversation, but I'm calling to check on you. Because we've had times when... And even with this issue, when the people been dead for transition for days, and nobody knew that they transitioned that because nobody used to check on them. You know, you have family members have to go and break down the door and just to see if, because they didn't answer in the door. And that's unfortunate. You know, and not everyone have a will, but at least have a clear understanding on what your elderly loved ones want. For their funeral or their transition or for medicine, you know, we need to have that conversation. And hopefully I could find someone who do asset management and talk about what the general public can do to ensure that the last days of our loved ones is done in dignity. We need to have that conversation. So there's good morning, CA, and... Oh, good morning, CA. You had an exciting childhood. I did have an exciting childhood, actually. What bus you took? I took two buses to get to school, actually. First, I had to walk from East Street. You pass Market Street, and you walk to Blue Hill Road. And when you come to Blue Hill Road, you take whatever that bus is that goes to Prince Charles. And there are times when that bus comes full, and you got to wait until the next bus, and that normally takes half an hour for when the bus comes, right? And I know how it is that school starts at 8:10, and I'm at the bus stop from 7:15, an hour before, and I don't reach the school until after 9 because all the bus full, right? And of course, I had like 40 days detention. The dean of students, Reggie Forbes, didn't forgive me and said, "Man, the bus was late. I remember one time they called my name, CA Nuri, 40 days detention." boy. Anyway, let's go back to the column. Go ahead, column. Oh, let me finish this, this text. It says, Big Drew was from Chippenham. He made you into the respectful young man. Pauper and 52 should be made senators. I don't see, yeah, why not? I agree. Did I deserve the slap that Big Drew gave me? No. Right? He mistook me for somebody else. He labeled me. I said, that's glasses. He's the leader of the Border Boys. And I said, no, I am not. But the truth is, I was wearing glasses. So I got dubbed Border President for life and wore glasses. So I was a marked man from then. Got picked up many a times by the police as I walk home as a packing boy and got drop home. So you get drop home now. Yeah. Those were the days. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Hey, yeah, pleasant good morning to see you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Those, the elderly couple that they found, I didn't hear that they were, that there was a fire.
And I might be confusing stories. And as I speak, I realize that too. But yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. No, I just wanted to, because I just wanted to clear that up, right? But the... But the other thing about the people being, what Papa mentioned, whether the Guardian, or according to Mr. Thompson, anybody can answer parliamentary registrar department to facilitate them, their mobile vehicle to come if you have people who would like to register. So, you know, I don't have a problem because, if, like you said, if these are behemoths, they are, the process is, you know, transparent. There's no skullduggery going on and whatnot and so on. So it's not a problem. If Travis wants to invite people down to wherever he is,
I wouldn't encourage him to invite them down to him. I would not encourage him to invite them down to the F&M headquarters to have a register unless he said, I'm inviting F&M.
No, I mean, once it is not a political like headquarters, according to them.
And let's talk about political headquarters.
If he has his constituents or people who can't get to the register and he wants to just find a place to ask them to come, I think they will come. Right?
But let's have a conversation. The issue here is political headquarters would be uneasy if you have people bus to a political headquarters to do the registration. There are some who would...
I didn't say that. I mean, I didn't say that. But I mean, that's, I guess, I don't know what is the, whether that's against the law or
I don't know.
And for that reason, we don't have any. What are the laws?
We don't know
regarding this.
We don't know.
Are there, you know, we are trying to get what they call campaign finance reform going.
Ain't never gonna happen. Ain't never happen.
This government said that they would do it. They haven't done it.
Right? It's not on the agenda at this present time.
The former government, they had the opportunity to do something. They did nothing.
Poor leadership.
And God knows, whoever come in, if this government change, whether they, you see, when they get in there and they see the sweetness of the flows, they ain't gonna change nothing. They ain't gonna change nothing. You know, when the prime minister gave them the extra $50,000, he said that the auditor general will audit these constituency allowances fund once a year. Mm-hmm. How many years have passed since that?
You actually believed the announcement? I never believed it.
You don't believe what the Prime Minister says?
I'm a doubtful person.
You are doubtful? So if you can't believe, do you believe what Jesus says?
Yes.
Okay. But I know, we know that the Prime Minister isn't God or isn't Jesus, but he speaks with the authority of the government. You know,
he means well. He speaks from a place that he means well and he wants the best for the Bahamas. I guess it doesn't work out.
So when the Prime Minister speaks, people don't jump? When the Prime Minister says jump, the people don't say how high?
I don't think it ever happened to any of our Prime Ministers.
I mean, he doesn't command that fear, that at least a little bit of respect. Because we've been hearing these things. I told this one to do this, or I gave the directive, and so on and so forth, and go back and nothing happened.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to take a quick break now. And I appreciate you calling. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. It's like an open line. I have one or two things I want to discuss, right? I still believe we need to concentrate on the elderly. I'm going to still bring that up as we move on. Like, who collects the your elderly father, your elderly mother, NIB check, right? Where that money goes. Anyway, we can talk about that on the next side of the break. We'll be right back.
Going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM, Bahamas. Get ready. Dario Cicchini is coming to the island on February 24th at 7 p.m. at Kona. Hosts a one-night-only $300 Wagyu experience with Dario on site for an unforgettable tasting featuring Westholm Australian Wagyu. Seats are limited. Reserve today. And I want to talk about that, right? I might have to invite this Dario Cicchini on the show because I want to know about why the Wagyu costing $300, right? I want to have that visual experience of this Wagyu beef. Describe it. You know, they mentioned Australia. I know it's high-end. I can see the meat now, right? So I need to have him come on and talk about that, right? It's going to be on February 24th. It's going to be at the Kona restaurant at 7 p.m. It's going to be a big to-do, right, as they experience this Australian Wagyu beef. I'm kind of excited about that. Say seats are limited. Those who like food and who are foodies, who experience that high-end type meat, will be in attendance. I mean, the number of people are interested in that already. Of course, we're going to talk about 242 Day. It's going to be on Tuesday, the 24th, the same day as this Wagyu beef thing. It's going to be the 242 Day, February 24th. Day of the second month, which is February. Show your Bohemian pride, fly your Bohemian flags, wear Bohemian flag colors, eat Bohemian foods, create and listen to Bohemian music, donate in sequences of 242 or 242, do something 242 times or 2.24 times, etc. Merchants, we're asking you to consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc., something like that. We're going to have fun on this 242 Day. And of course, we do this every year, and 242 Day will be on the 24th of February this month. I'm kind of excited with that. Continue reading the text line. Say, good morning, Mr. Nuri. And the Bahamas, we, the Bohemian people, often say that we are the government. So if believe that, then we are able to held responsible for, we are able to be held responsible for what happens in this country just as much as our elected officials. We must not continue to force ripe the Bahamas into maturation for consuming purposes. Our elected officials, who is positioned in all meaningful positions to do good, must always have the best interest that is beneficial for the concerns of the Bahamian people and the nation at heart. In doing all that is good and excellent for the building up of its people and the nation, and foremost, never forget an almighty God who has seen and brought us throughout the many changes in life this far. That's where that text goes. Let's see if I can read another text. Says, CA, you are funny. I remember Big Jew. He was respected on the street. Is this a book or a little clip? I would love to read or see this. All the best. It's a story about me growing up in the inner city, me growing up living off East Street. And this story was about Big Jew. It's about 8 pages, about a chapter on Big Jew personally and me coming across him. And there's a number of stories similar to that as me growing up. Being picked up by the police one or two times for being the darkest one in the neighborhood. Yeah, that didn't work out. Being called glasses. Yeah. So it's a funny story. It's a story. It tells this tale about leaving a public school system to go to a private school, right? I didn't know about. Story about catching a bus, taking 3-4 hours to get to Fox Hill, right? Walking from Fox Hill to East Street. It's a funny book. It's worth reading. Yeah. So while usually not destructive, they can cause annoying, startled people. I think they're talking about the sonic boom, that spaceship thing, the sky rocket thing. Startled people, interrupt sleep, and potentially cause minor structural damage like cracked glass, right? A sonic boom is a loud, thunder-like noise caused by waves from an object, such as an aircraft traveling through the atmosphere faster than the speed of sound, approximately miles per hour, or Mach 1 at sea level. It is a continuous cone-shaped pressure disturbance that drags along behind the object, creating a carpet of noise on the ground. See, that sounds, say, 720 miles per hour. Then it went on, say, it'll cause a crack, windows. I mean, what about my ears, right? I'm concerned about that. Where on the internet can I find the BPL documents? I can't find it on any of the government websites or through the internet searches. I call on the Office of the Prime Minister and BPL, and no one knows where to direct me to them. Is this another way to keep the residents in the dark as long as possible? I think the recent released documents, or at least a conversation about it, is what that text is talking about. See, okay. Where can I read or find this story? I can send you a number. But if you go to Black Food, that bookstore on Robertson Road across from Portion Control, in that dentist's office, their books are there. I'm trying to get in that UB
bookstore now, and of course logos. So I'm populating it right now, right? This is Lent. I recommend that Bohemians give up on this failing PLP administration. That's an interesting thing for Lent. Good morning, CA. The lady that called a few calls back is a hypocrite. The COI was never in power in the country, but is judging them using the same brush as the PLP and FNM. She sees nothing wrong in them, but not the PLP and FNM. She is a blind follower for the past 52 years. CA, I think the story about was the Paris couple found off Carmichael Road. They both found dead in their home after not being heard from for several days. We pray for this nation where we don't know who is here. On the other hand, the PM's misstep are now public. Those government people are not coming forward. And even if they do, it's like another nervy. Sad. Okay. Let's see any other text there. Yeah. This one saying Epstein was Mossad. Okay. Let's see what other. Let's see this text here. The governing of the Bahamas is about leadership. Tell Lincoln to pay the lady and resubmit himself. I see where they're going there. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. I'm trying to go through the text, make sure I get to read all of that. This one's given another definition for sonic boom. I appreciate you, texter. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio,
you're live. That's me, Neri. You're talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes, sir.
Okay, Neri. So they're saying that the two elderly people, their last name is Pierre.
Okay, it's a Pierce.
Pierce or Pear?
Pierce.
Pears. Okay. So, yeah. So, I like I was saying, I lost my sight in 1989, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 32, 33 or something, 35, 36, something like that. And I saw Big Joe before when I could see. I didn't know you say he was writing a book. But you remember his hand was like five big man hand in one?
It was huge.
He did look scared. I mean, I look in his face, he looked like he looks like he possessed or something, like he... Like, he's so serious in what he did. Like,
you
scare me.
There was a song, I would say, Big Jew Run Things, right? I remember.
Hey, please, like, I have to listen. Keep up the good rhythm. Happy weekend, buddy.
Happy weekend to you. I remember being forced to sing that song, which, of course, I didn't know the song. So I got another tap for not knowing the Big Jew song, right? That's also the story in the book, right? It was interesting. Anyway, it's now 12 o'clock. We brace now for Shivago Lang, who's up next. It's Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Have a wonderful weekend. I see you on Monday where we start all over again. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.